Good evening, everyone. This is a call to order for the Five Cities Fire Authority regular board meeting. This is the 29th of January, 2024. I'd like to begin with the flag salute, please.
Yes.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. May we have a roll call, please?
Chair Rushing.
Here.
Vice Chair George.
Here.
Board Member Weirich.
Here.
Thank you very much. Starting off, we're going to get into an agenda review. At this time, the board will review the order of the business to be conducted and review requests or make announcements regarding any changes. The board should, by motion, approve the agenda as presented and or as revised. Any questions on the agenda? Comments today? All right, I'll entertain a motion, please.
I'll move to approve the agenda.
Beautiful. Voice vote, please.
All right, Vice Chair George?
Yes.
Board Member Weirich?
Yes.
Chair Rushing?
Yes. All right, next up is a ceremonial presentation, a proclamation for Fire Chief Stephen Lieberman. Which I have the honor to read for you today. This is a proclamation of the Five Cities Fire Authority Board recognizing Stephen Lieberman upon his retirement as Fire Chief for the Five Cities Fire Authority. Whereas Chief Lieberman began working as a volunteer for the Grover City Fire Department from 1993 to 1998, where he served as a firefighter, fire engineer, fire captain, and other roles, and was honored as Firefighter of the Year in 1996. And whereas, after leaving the Grover Beach Fire Department, Chief Lieberman was elected to the Grover Beach City Council in 2000, where he served until 2008, including two terms as mayor. And whereas Chief Lieberman served as the county's Emergency Medical Services Director from 2012 to 2014, where he helped improve the countywide emergency medical services system and lay a foundation for future service delivery opportunities. And whereas Chief Lieberman was appointed Fire Chief for the Five Cities Fire Authority in 2014, where his expertise and experience has been put to use in guiding the FCFA in providing a high level of service to Arroyo Grande, Grover Beach, and Oceana. And whereas Chief Lieberman was instrumental in achievements for the FCFA, including strategic planning and analysis, upgrade of needed equipment, transition of firefighter programs from reserves to full-time, establishment of public information programs, and transition of emergency dispatch to a regional fire-based system. And whereas Chief Lieberman took a lead role in responding to the COVID-19 pandemic, serving as a local government liaison to the county public health, and was instrumental in obtaining personal protective equipment for first responders and assisting in vaccine distribution. And whereas Chief Lieberman is recognized by regional and statewide leader through service as a liaison officer on the county incident management team and national interagency incident management team, which has benefited our entire region. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Five Cities Fire Authority Board expresses its gratitude and recognition to Stephen Lieberman for his many years of dedicated service. Thank you, sir. Anyone have anything to say?
Oh, the chief's heard my things several times now. But formally, it's up to you. As one of your board members, I want to thank you for your service. And like I said, you know everything I've always said. So, yeah, looking forward to continuing seeing you around the community, of course. And again, you know where to find all of us, so I'm not going to say anymore.
We know where to find you, too.
That's true.
Great.
Thank you.
Chief, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. All right.
Good.
Beautiful. Excellent. Next up is a special presentation, a summary of extended vehicle extrication. Excuse me. I promise you I know how to read. Incident on December 20th, 2023.
Thank you, board staff. Hey, it's not often we come to the board and share stories of what we do as your fire department, but I think this incident was significant in several ways. And it was one of those, an incident that touched all of us within the organization, and the idea to bring this story to you kind of bubbled up from the floor, actually. So here we are today. Just kind of want to walk you through this call. I'm going to lean on Chief Byrd, who is the incident commander, and then he'll turn some of the story over to Acting Engineer Jeff Lane, who's wearing a bright red t-shirt, polo shirt today. So, again, this happened on December 20th. It was raining. It was slick. It was early in the morning, about 5:30 a.m. We were dispatched to call the vehicle off the roadway into a culvert. Still dark. Multiple 911 calls helped identify the exact location on West Branch near Oak Park, kind of across from the Starbucks and Carl's Jr. Shopping Center. Just as some ideas on the weather. Again, it had been raining for a while. The roadways were very slick. So resources, 10 folks from the Five Cities Fire Authority, so that our entire shift was committed to this incident, and we were supported by Arroyo Grande Police, the Highway Patrol, Caltrans, John Boy's Towing, and San Luis Ambulance. So as I shared, it was a single vehicle heavily damaged in a culvert, with the vehicle and the driver lodged inside the opening of a drainage pipe. So along West Branch is a concrete culvert, and at the bottom of the slope, it actually opened to a large diameter inlet drain, and the vehicle was actually wedged into the opening of that drain. Single occupant, lower extremities were trapped in the vehicle. FCFA personnel provided constant communication and patient care to the patient. And Jeff Lane was that person who remained with the driver through the entire rescue, watching his vitals, but most importantly, talking him through what was going on, because this was a pretty significant extrication. Multiple sets of extrication tools were used simultaneously, and speaking about John Boy's, we brought in a heavy wrecker to help pull the vehicle from the drainage pipe because we could not do it with our existing tools. Just some photos showing the teamwork. And the photo on the left is the crews actually lifting the roof of the vehicle off. They had been cutting on it for a long time, and they lifted it forward off the vehicle. And the crews on the top of the culvert there got it out of the way. You can see straps hanging off of there. You have to stabilize the vehicle in every way you can, including if a door is open. You want to keep it open. You don't want it closing on a rescuer or a victim. And the photo on the right providing some assistance to the driver. So I was looking around the room today, and I can point out, obviously, Jeff Lane, who I mentioned, and Chief Byrd, but also newly off of probation, firefighter. Captain Pearson, Matt Hinden, and I don't know why I'm blanking. You can smack me later. Thank you. They were all deep into this rescue for 2 hours. Just some more photos. You can see the number of people it's taking, the coordination, the equipment. In the foreground on the photo on the right is a set of extrication tools. You can see how deep that vehicle is into the inlet. Braden, I'm so sorry. So on the left is the heaviest wrecker that John Boyce has, and that's Jeff in the vehicle with the driver as they're pulling the vehicle out from under the culvert opening. And at that point, obviously, the work really began in lifting the dash and the front of the vehicle off of the driver so the driver could be removed from the vehicle. Pretty intensive effort. I'm going to turn it over to Chief Byrd here.
These are
There's no microphone.
Oh,
use your pipes.
Yeah, I'll make this brief. I think, as we can see, you know, anytime you're at a 2+ hour incident, it's quite lengthy. This was a very significant incident, and at the end of the day, when we show up in these types of calls as first responders, we really don't know what the outcome is really going to be, especially in a vehicle electrification where the lower extremities are submerged in nothing but twisted metal. And, you know, I think we all know I've been here for about 3 months now with the Five Cities Fire Authority. This was my first significant event as an incident commander with the team. And for me, I just wanted to acknowledge the crew members that were on that incident. You know, when you're on an incident for 2 hours, staying disciplined to your training, staying disciplined to the communication and the commitment to your training, which ultimately relies on that teamwork that we have formed. And I witnessed that firsthand. And I couldn't be more impressed with the professionalism, dedication, the calmness, poise of the teams that assisted with you. I was standing back from the 1,000-foot view running the incident, and the members were task-oriented, task-saturated with the victim patient. And the family members did come on scene. And so all these things were happening as this was going on, and as we can see, a new baby. So when these first responders are on scene, we're emotionally tied into this event. We're emotionally tied together to this person trapped in that vehicle. And it's not often that first responders ever seek praise. No first responder. Law, military, we never seek praise. But it's just a great opportunity. I just want to say thank you to the firefighters that were on scene, just showing professionalism. And thank you to you, too, because you helped us get you out of that vehicle by working with us as well. So it's really just an appreciation today to the team for Vice City's Fire Department. So I'm going to go ahead and pass it on to Jeff Lane.
Jeff Lane was with Sutton Tompkins, everybody.
He cries better than I do.
Thank you, you guys, the team. So this doesn't happen very often, the gravity of this kind of call. We get a lot of calls that are fender benders most of the time on the freeway, and to have something this significant just shows that this does happen in our area. One of the things that we all laughed about is Sutton was calm the whole time. And once the patient starts to get excited, that transfers over to us. So for him to be calm the whole time and walk us through, no, don't move that piece of metal. I can feel it. When you move here, I feel it on this part of my body. It helped tremendously. And all the guys were very focused on making sure that not only we got him out, but we got him out in as much of one piece. Obviously, he's here now, so I think we did a great job. It just goes to show of the scale of this incident is and was very heavy. It affected everybody, and there's a little baby. We need to get we need to get our patients back to their families, just like we need to get back to ours. So, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Do you want to say anything?
I do want to say something, actually. First of all, I just want to say thank you to all you guys that were on scene. And not only just you guys, all firefighters in general. A lot of people idolize athletes and celebrities, you know, and they look up to these, you know, athletes or whatever, you know. But not a lot of people, you know, show their gratitude towards real heroes, you know, and I truly mean that. There's never been a moment in my life where I felt where I needed help like this, and you guys helped me, you know, And I there's words can't explain or express my thankfulness and my gratitude towards you guys, because you guys are true heroes, and I really mean that. And yeah, thank you guys. Thank you.
That concludes my presentation. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know that a lot of folks on the dais know this too, but I'm a crier as well. So seeing. dear Lord, I am consistently impressed by the quality of service, the care and compassion that members of the Five Cities Fire Authority show. And to Chief's point, very rarely do we get a chance to see the actual gravitas that you bring to the situation. So first I want to say thank you for bringing this to us, pulling together all of these images. We've heard stories, but actually seeing it together and getting a chance to meet you and your family at the same time too. I really thank you so much for being here and for expressing the words that you shared as well. You chose perfectly in those words. These gentlemen are true heroes, and we are lucky to have them. Thank you. And anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to say I'm a crier too, but I just can't get tears out half the time.
It's not a competition.
Oh, well, don't worry. I'm not in competition like that. But no, I do appreciate bringing this here to you. And coming here, I mean, I can't understate probably how traumatic that probably was. So the fact that you, you know, and your family came here too shows how much you truly appreciate them and their work. I mean, that's, just as a layperson, that's hard for me to look at too, because they could have gone the other direction too. Mm-hmm. And you know, and that's why I appreciate bringing this here, because you know, I mean, reading reports, you know, even looking on the Pulse Point and stuff too, and that only says, you know, just words, doesn't actually show anything that we can relate to. And when people say that, like, yeah, this actually happened here, it does. And I know that, you know, everyone gets in the firefighting profession, you know, moments like this, and they don't want it, but when you're actually there and you want to make it happen, and yeah, not just, you know, yes, Jeff, you, but also obviously everyone who was part of it too. It does take that team as the agency as a whole. So I'm glad you're all here. And not just here on board, obviously, but you know. So yeah, I'm caught up on you guys.
Well, I am not a crier. If you drive and you see me in my car, that's when I cry. I'm a car crier. I'm not an in-person crier. I don't know. It's just funny now. But from inception, I've always been a huge supporter of you, of all of you. From day one, I know how hard you work. I know how much you put on the line. I know what your family sacrifices. I know what you sacrifice in order to serve and care for all of us. And no amount of thanks is enough, but I'll publicly thank you. I definitely appreciated this presentation. I'm grateful that it got brought forth. I do believe that it's a presentation that should come to our cities as well. At the end of the day, the individual cities decide the funding that goes into this agency. So I think that our individual cities need to see it. So I would welcome and invite you to come share with again with us. Sutton, thank you so much for being brave enough to come and to share your story and to thank all of our great men. I don't think any women, but great men that served you that night. And I'm really happy to see that you're okay. And you have your beautiful partner with you and the baby who I have refrained from running over to pick up. When we have to make decisions on budget, because at the end of the day, it's all about how much money we can take out of our budget to fund the fire authority, these are nights like tonight are the reason why I fight so hard for you, because I know what you do and what you deserve, and I appreciate you very much. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else from the audience here? Seeing nothing else, thank you again for being here, and thank you all for sharing. Moving on then in our agenda to our next item is community comments and suggestions. This is an opportunity for the public to comment on items not on the agenda this evening. Comments should be limited to those matters that are within the jurisdiction of this board. Is there anyone in the audience that would care to make comments today? Seeing none. Oh, beautiful. I have to put these back on to see it. My bad.
This won't be a crying moment. I just want to thank that investment that is being put into the department. Obviously, it shows when we can take the training that is provided by the department back and do our job professionally and with an outcome like this. So tonight there's more added investment into the agenda, and I want to thank in advance just looking at it, because as we go forward, this is that starting over point almost for the fire authority to really jump ahead from where we've been. So thank you again for that added investment. We recognize it. We are really grateful of it.
Thank you. Now that I have my glasses back on, is there anyone else? Seeing none, thank you very much. Moving on to the consent agenda, the following routine items listed below are scheduled for consideration as a group. Are there any questions or comments on the consent agenda at this point?
No.
All right. So we are considering the following 9 items: a consideration of approval of minutes, consideration of a cash disbursement activity, 3, a consideration of amending management resolution 2023-06, 4, consideration of acceptance of a grant award from the State of California Offices of Traffic Safety and appropriation of those revenues into the 23-24 Five Cities Fire Authority budget, 5, consideration of side letter to existing memorandum of understanding, 6, consideration of authorization to purchase a used tiller truck and associated training, 7, consideration of audited financial reports, 8, consideration of mid-year budget review for fiscal year 23-24, and finally, item 9, consideration of approval of an interim fire chief. Any other comments on these today? I'll entertain a motion, please.
I'll move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Beautiful. We have a first and a second. Can we have a roll call, please?
Board Member Weirich?
Yes.
Vice Chair George?
Yes.
Chair Rushing?
Yes. All right, moving on, we have no continued business this evening. We'll move straight into new business, which is the approval of professional services agreement with Alshire and Winder, LLP, for general counsel services. Mrs. Bronson and Downing.
Thank you, Mr. Board Chair. In the previous iteration of the Five Cities Fire Authority JPA, the legal counsel for the authority came from the city of Grover Beach. The Grover Beach city attorney, in essence, served as the general counsel for the authority, whereas in the new JPA agreement, we have outside counsel not connected to any of the cities that are part of the authority. So in November of last year, we conducted an RFP process to seek a new firm to work with us for providing general counsel. We received three proposals for this work. One firm did later withdraw because they're actually going to be our next city attorney in the city of Grover Beach. So we interviewed 2 firms in December. We had a selection committee comprised of the chair, vice chair, and the management committee. We interviewed the 2 firms, and as a result, we recommended Alshire and Winder to receive the contract for general services. We subsequently negotiated a contract with the firm and brought it to your board this evening for approval. Just a note of introduction, Alshire and Widner is a full-service public agency law firm. The lead counsel for this engagement would be Martin Kazanowicz, and Paul Early would serve as the assistant general counsel, and both gentlemen are with us here this evening. Mr. Kazanowicz actually served as the founding general counsel for the Five Cities Fire Authority from 2010 to 2014 and served as city attorney in Grover Beach until 2016. So he has significant experience within our community and in the early iterations of the fire authority, and they both bring in significant legal background and expertise around California and are very ably suited to step into this role as general counsel for FCFA. So the recommendation is to approve the professional services agreement with the law firm. It is a 3-year term with 2 possible 1-year extensions. And with that, I'd be glad to answer any questions or take any comments from your board.
Thank you. Any questions? I have no questions either. Any comments from the audience today?
Maybe after the action?
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Seeing none, any additional comments at this point?
I trust the Tuesday because we actually put this interview, so I have no comments.
Beautiful.
My comment is to say thank you for stepping up and offering your services. I was very pleased with the interview process and your willingness to meet all of our, I don't want to say demands, but all of our needs. And I appreciate you being here tonight. So, comments.
Absolutely. I think we should entertain a motion for that.
Okay. I'll move to approve professional services agreement with Alishar and Winder LLP for general counsel services.
Okay. Beautiful. We have a first and a second. We have a roll call, please.
Vice Chair George?
Yes.
Board Member Weirich?
Yes.
Chair Rushing?
Yes. Excellent. Wonderful.
Thank you. If I could
have a minute,
I appreciate it. Thank you. First of all, what a wonderful moment. It's very, very hard to follow the whole just took place. It was beautiful. So congratulations to everybody, and thank you, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here. I've spent many an hour sitting in these chambers from 2002 till 2016. I was proud to be part of the forming committee when Five Cities Fire Authority came to being, and I am just really, really pleased and happy that the board has selected us to serve as counsel for the authority. My partner, Paul Early, we've known each other for many years. He was my right-hand man when I was in the city of Moreno Valley. We worked seamlessly together. We will always be available for you. Any questions, any calls, anything that comes up. And obviously, we'll be working with Matt and Matt. We're really pleased to be here. So thank you very much for taking this step. And as I said in the interview, I really, really wanted this assignment. And I'm very happy that I got it. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It was... Obviously, sitting at this desk, we've heard about you in the past. It was really nice to finally get a chance to meet you, and you bring with you a wealth of knowledge and experience for both our agencies and our region. So we're lucky to have you as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anything else? Beautiful. Thank you again. Moving on then, next up is board member items. Is there any member of the board that would like to bring anything up for consideration on a future agenda? Oh, seeing none then. Thank you. Let's go to the MAP Management Committee, please.
Touché. Thank you, Mr. Board Chair. I do have a few items to convey tonight. Once again, I'd like to welcome Matt Downing, a Rugrani City Manager, to joining me on the Management Committee for the Five Cities Fire Authority, and look forward to working with him in this capacity. I also want to recognize, thank Molly Thurman for stepping in this evening as General Counsel. As your board knows, Dave Hale, our longstanding General Counsel, is stepping away from his role as General Counsel, but also Grover Beach City Manager. His last day is this Wednesday. Dave was unable to make it this evening due to a family issue, and we wish the best for Dave and his family and his many years of service to the authority and to Grover Beach, certainly unparalleled, and we thank Dave for all of what he's done for many, many years. Just to give the board a quick update, back in October, your board had a lengthy discussion around Oceano Fire Service delivery and provided direction to staff and continuing to negotiate with the county around service delivery options. We have done so. I will say that the county has been juggling lots of balls right now with various service delivery policy issues. They had the changeover in CAOs in the fall as well. We did meet with the acting CAO at the end of December to discuss where we are with Oceana Fire Service and where the board's interests were with regards to staffing levels and use of Station 3. The county staff heard us, and they're continuing to work with their own process and resources. We were unable to bring information to your board this evening, as we had hoped to, but we're working diligently on this topic and may need to convene a special meeting in February, as I mentioned in the special meeting held earlier, to discuss where we are and what our options are going forward. We are very focused on the timelines that we have. Our current contract expires at the end of June with OCSD, and we are focused on bringing forward a new policy provision, a new service delivery approach that would meet this time frame and be able to continue moving forward with Oceana Fire Service in whatever capacity we were able to provide. So more to come, but I just wanted to inform your board of the work we're doing and the diligence we are keeping with this important issue. Your board earlier this evening, about 5 minutes ago, approved the contract for the new interim fire chief. So Chief Lieberman is with us through the end of February. And then beginning February 26th, I believe, Keith Agson will step in. Chief Agson served as SLO City Fire Chief up until last year and will be stepping in to help us for about 2 months. We are working towards bringing a contract with a new fire chief to your board in April. And so to that end, we are continuing the recruitment for a new fire chief. That recruitment closes next Monday, I believe, February 5th, and we are going to be reviewing candidates, interviewing candidates, and working diligently for our next fire chief to come on board in the April-May timeframe. More to come, but just know that your staff is working very hard at making sure we have the right fire chief to step in for our communities and our organization. And with that, I will yield the floor.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Chief Lieberman reports.
Thank you. Just a few items to share with the board. Battalion chief assessment is scheduled for tomorrow. Excuse me. We're looking to... At this point, we're bringing five candidates through the assessment center. It's an all-day affair, including some panel interviews as well as simulator work where the candidates are incident commanders on simulated incidents. So we're looking forward to seeing how folks perform tomorrow and filling that position as soon as possible. Excuse me. I do want to mention on the consent agenda the OTS grant for education equipment. We did have money budgeted for extrication equipment in this budget, but that's certainly going to help offset the costs. But the exciting part is now we can move forward with the purchase of the equipment. As you saw in Sutton's story, we were heavily dependent upon it. And as vehicles become more and more modern and light, the materials used to build those vehicles are becoming more and more challenging to work with. So this next generation of tools will allow us to take on incidents like this and hopefully more efficiently get folks out of these vehicles. So thank you for that. Excuse me. Goodness. Mr. Brunt's already touched on Chief Agason. So we'll have a bit of overlap. We're going to meet before the 26th and bring him up to speed, and I'm sure you'll enjoy working with him. So once again, thank you. Thank you for everything. This is my last meeting.
Thank you very much. Any questions of either the management committee or the chief?
Are you sure this last meeting, if we have a special meeting before the
26th? That's true.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for, sir.
I'm telling you.
All right, seeing nothing in addition there. Anything from the general counsel this evening?
Nothing, thank you.
Thank you very much. Additional board communication?
I just want to thank those who, including yourself, that did the ride along I had at the meeting on January 2nd. It was was good to see and stuff, how everything actually works and stuff the other day too. And yeah, the curse of the Rylo did come around where the first call was canceled, went like less than a minute. And then the other two and stuff were helpful to observe too. So though someone says, yeah, this is like a 1 out of 10 situation. Clearly I know what the 10 is now. But then of course there was the more serious situation, like an hour basically after I left too. So I'm glad I wasn't there to interfere or be in anyone's way. But no, I'm doing the ride along with the authority. It was actually very good stuff for lightning to put to life all the things out, you know, that we do in the government, you know, put in the budget, etc. So, you know, anyone else who wants to do it too, I highly encourage it. And yeah, that's how I spend my days off apparently at work. So, but it was a good day that we'll do all. So thank you guys. Thanks, Jeff.
I just have a question. Question and comment. So my question is, I was told that we're going to have another atmospheric river coming through on Wednesday. So are we prepared for that? And then my comment to that is, be safe out there.
So yes, there is another atmospheric river that has formed, and possibly a second one next week. We will be meeting, having an operating area conference call, coordinating with county OAS and other agencies, tomorrow morning, actually, to talk about county-wide preparations in terms of the fire authority. We maintain normal staffing levels, and perhaps the managers can comment on city preparations, but it's typically a more public work-centric prep and response.
Thank you, Chief. Just to add to that, we are also going to take part in this conference call tomorrow with County OES to coordinate our city responses. I'll let Mr. Downey talk about any responses in AG. But in Grover Beach, we are working on making sure our sandbag station is ready, making sure the culverts are cleaned out. Public works crews will be going around, as will police officers. It's making sure that we are able to respond immediately on key issues. And we know the areas of localized flooding in our community, and we will pay extra attention to those spots as well. Jen?
And then to add to that, on the AG side of things, we did do a pretty significant project on Tally Hill Creek in order to clear out a lot of that down. Board Member Weirick and I were actually out there on Friday looking at that with Senator Laird. So we are prepared for it, yes.
Well, that's wonderful. I love it. Everyone stay safe. I have nothing additional at this point. Seeing that we have no closed session as well this evening, I'm going to bring this meeting to a close. Thank you very much, everyone.